Hi everyone, this is the Wale Okilola podcast. You're welcome.
Hello.
Yeah, how you doing? Special appreciation to everyone who has been following this podcast, sharing, liking, and those that have subscribed, followed me on Spotify and on Apple Podcast. I want to especially appreciate every one of you. You're welcome on board once again today. Don't forget that you can listen to this podcast on all your favorite podcast platforms, especially on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Player.fm, Overcast, and all other podcast platforms. Just search for Wale Okilola on all your favorite podcast platforms and you will have this podcast. I want to use this medium to say a very big congratulations to one of our dear listeners, Sister Wendy Uche, on the arrival of your bouncing baby boy.
Congratulations, ma.
Congratulations, Sister Wendy. We celebrate you.
Yes.
Thank you. Sister Wendy is a very strong supporter of this podcast. Mm-hmm. Always sharing, always liking. Mm-hmm. And when I'm not available on air, she would make sure that she gets through to me to say, hello, bro Wale, what's going on? Why don't we have the podcast today? Sister Wendy, we celebrate you.
We celebrate you, ma.
Yes, may the Lord keep you and the child.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
You're welcome on board once again today. We are going to have a wonderful time. And as you can see, my wife is here. Hello, baby.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm fine.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Don't disturb me, please. Thank you.
I promise not to.
All right. Life is hard. It is full of pressures. Being an adult is challenging. Being responsible is not an easy task. But all of these are not as hard as trying to present yourself as what you are not. Adulting comes with a lot of pressure. Yes, but I found out that most of the pressures are self-inflicted. If we will all stay where God has placed us and be content with God, with what God has given us, and be grateful for the things that we have without being bothered by what some other people have or where some other people are, we will feel less pressured and a lot happier. At a particular time in my life, I realized that people don't really care. You'd be making a very great mistake to think that people really care about who you are or what you have or what you wear or where you live. If you show off the things that you have, the highest that will happen to you is that people will hail you. And at that moment, after hailing you, that is the end. And then they forget about it and they forget about you totally. Have you ever noticed how quickly people move on? If your ambition is to impress people, you will never ever reach a place of fulfillment and you will never be happy. Life is busy. The people you think are looking at you don't really care. Nobody is seeing anybody. Don't kill yourself trying to impress those who don't care if you are happy or sad. Comparison is the thief of joy. If you compare yourself with others, you will become vain or bitter, for there will always be persons greater or lesser than yourself. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 12 that those that measure themselves with themselves and compare themselves with one another are without understanding and unwise. This is because even if you are age mates, You are not on the same journey. Our destinies are different, and so is our path. I was talking to someone one day, and I told the person, I think we're still in college, and I told him, when you look at your class, you will always find the people, you always find people there who are your age mates. You would also find people that you are older than, and you would always find people that are older than you. Hello, babe. Say something about this. When you were in school, there were people who are your age mates, right?
Yes.
In your class.
Yes.
There were people who you were older than in your class.
Mm-hmm.
And there were people who were older than you in your class.
Yeah.
You see, this is also true about every phase of life. There is no point that you get to in life that you won't find people, you know, of these categories. There will always be people who are your age mates in the same level that you are. There will always be people who you are older than in the same level that you are. There will always be people who are older than you in the same level that you are. But if you only focus on the ones that makes you look like you are lagging behind, you will see that you are never happy.
Mm. True.
If your focus is only on those that you feel like that when you, the people that you look at and the situations that you look at and makes you feel like, oh, you are lagging behind. You're not married, but you're focusing on your mates that are married. You don't have a child yet. You are focusing on your mates who now have children. Oh, all right. What about those that you are, that are also older than you, all right, that have not even reached the level that you are? There are also people like that. So if you focus only on the ones that make you look like you're lagging behind, you will see that you will never come to a place of happiness. Every one of us are created and blessed and chosen by God for a purpose. You must understand this. The Bible says in Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 5, it says, before I formed thee in your mother's belly, I knew thee. God had an idea and a plan before creating you. So don't spend what you don't have on what you don't need to impress those that don't care about you. At the end of the day, you only answer to God. You have an obligation first to God, then to yourself, to take care of yourself. It is only after that, that you have, after you have succeeded in doing this, that you can now be useful for the world. I was having a conversation with my friend one day, and he was suggesting to me to get, you know, to buy some things for my daughter. And I asked him that, of what importance will this thing be to my daughter? He said, ah, there are so many people, you know, doing it and buying it. I said, those that are buying it, of what use is this particular thing to the child? The reason why most people are getting that thing, I don't want to go into details. The reason why most people are getting that thing is because they want to appear some kind of way, you know, when people see them and say, ah, they are not getting it because of the child, because the child cannot appreciate whatever it is that they are buying at that particular time. A point is coming in the life of a child when whatever you get for that child, he or she will be able to appreciate it because they understand and they know the value of what you're buying for them. It's just like buying an iPhone for a toddler. And there are people that do that. They buy very expensive, you know, things for children that when you buy it for them, what they do is they just hit it on the floor. You can get the same contents that you want to give to them. You can get it in an Android tab, all right, for a lesser amount. But you buy the expensive one, all right? The reason you are buying it is so that your colleagues can see that you are using expensive things for your children. No. A point is coming in their life when they will be able to appreciate whatever you are getting for them. And that is when it really matters. If what you care about is actually the happiness of your child, all right, you would get them what they will appreciate, not the things that, you know, that makes you look, you know, a certain way in the society. Learn to cut your coat according to your cloth. Learn to live within your means. Learn to focus on yourself. You are not in a competition with anybody. You are your own competition, because there is no competition in destiny. And you see, the sky is big enough for anyone who wants to fly. You also need to note that our timelines in life are different. Your own time is different from the time of every other person around you. And your own time will also come. So you don't need to try and portray yourself as who you are not, just because you want people to see you a certain way, or because you want people to have an impression that you are something that you actually are not. You will never be happy living that way. Whatever you have, be content with it. Wherever you are, be grateful for it. Does that mean that you should be complacent? No. You should strive to go higher. You should strive to move forward. You should strive to do better things with your life. However, you should not do anything because you want to be like somebody, because you are trying to compare yourself, all right, like somebody. Because you shouldn't be doing, you shouldn't do things because people are doing it. You shouldn't buy things because people are buying it. You shouldn't go to places because people are going there. Know what you want for your life. Know where you are going. And that is how to be happy. That is how to be happy. I wish you nothing but happiness. Thank you for listening. I want to believe that you've been inspired by this episode. I want to believe that you've learned one or two things about cutting your coat according to your cloth and not comparing yourself with any other person because you are on a different journey. So if this episode has blessed you, please like, subscribe, and share with your friends.
Please like, share, and subscribe. Love you. Thank you.
Yes. And please, you can support this podcast and so that we can move it even to greater heights. To support the podcast, please check the description at the top of this episode to see how you can be a blessing to us even on this podcast. Thank you so much. God bless you.
God bless you.
Thank you, sweetheart. Thank you for coming on.
You're welcome.
Even though you being here was quite challenging, but then it's okay. I was like, come your way again next week. God bless you. My name is Wale Okilola.